With immigration officials expected to release details today about next steps for Haitians in the U.S., advocates for Haitian immigrants in Boston say for many Haitians here, it's been increasingly difficult after the derogatory remarks about the island nation that were attributed to President Trump. Cognoscenti commentator Ophelia Dahl has a much different view of Haiti from her decades of work there with Partners in Health.
On the eve of his death, Dr. Martin Luther King said, "Only when it is dark enough can you see the stars." I think of this often, and especially lately, with so much darkness in our politics. A month after the 2010 earthquake leveled Haiti's capital city, I was visiting my mother in Los Angeles. She had been diagnosed with cancer and was planning for the end of her life. Sitting on her hospital bed on the 13th floor, I saw her tray begin to tremble, and I felt the structure judder. "It's moving. Everything is moving," I exclaimed. It was unearthly in every way to plant your feet on the ground and feel a once reliable surface convulse. It's a feeling that's horribly familiar these days. When my mother was felled by a stroke at 39, my father, together with a stream of neighbors and relatives, worked with her all day, every day, until her mind and her body returned. In Haiti, I learned that the sort of commitment that sustained my mother is called accompaniment. It's the practice of walking shoulder to shoulder through whatever challenges arise. At Partners in Health, this often means walking with a patient. But sometimes one accompanies and is accompanied by colleagues, a community, a whole government. As our Haitian colleagues have demonstrated with the successful treatment of HIV, tuberculosis, and cancer, accompaniment is the key to addressing poverty and ill health. And after the 2010 earthquake, we saw that accompaniment is the key to addressing disasters too. Thousands of hands came together to tend to wounded Haitians and their wounded country. Volunteers left Haiti with far more than they offered the earthquake's victims. The perseverance and dignity of Haiti's people in the face of unceasing racism, injustice, and violence has strengthened many leaders in the U.S.'s own battles for justice and equity. As we're called again to fight for the humanity of all people, we ought to remember Haiti's generous example and the magnificent response we were able to muster 8 years ago to face down a catastrophe together.